with just one ha'ara as really an introduction to Masechtas Ma'akatan. And that is, there's a drasha that's printed in Shailos HaTshuvos Eretz Tzvi from the Kozhug Lava Goyen, Rab Aryeh Tzvi Fromer, Hashem Yim Kam Damar. And the Kozhug Lava Goyen wondered that why is it that we refer to Masechtas Ma'akatan as Masechtas Ma'akatan? Why is it Ma'akatan? And true, to be fair, Ma'akatan deals with the laws of Chol HaMoed. And Chol HaMoed, relative to the other Yomim Tovim, is Katan, because it doesn't have all the chumras and all the halachos that a regular yontif has. But at the end of the day, there's nothing katan and there's nothing small really about Chol HaMoed. So the Kozhug Lava Goyen in Adrasha asked, why is it that the Masechta in Shas that deals with the laws of Chol HaMoed is referred to as Masechtas Ma'akatan katan? So the Kozhug Lava Goyen said a teretz nifla, but it requires a little bit of an introduction. The Kozhug Lava Goyen's Rebbe, the Avnei Nezer, in his Shailos HaTshuvos Avnei Nezer, and this is an Erech Chaim Simen Beis. It's a very, very long tshuva, and he discusses there a topic that we'll get to in the next few days, and that is wearing tefillin on Chol HaMoed. Are you allowed to wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed? Do you have to wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed? One of the great Shailos of all time, Chaber, Ramah, Vilna Goyen, the Zayir, and that's the shmooze of this Avnei Nezer, and that's what he's discussing. He's discussing the din of tefillin on Chol HaMoed. And at the very, very end of that piece, he says something incredible. He says that we know Chol HaMoed has less Kedusha than Yontif, and that Shabbos does. But really, if you understand Chol HaMoed on a deeper level, you'll realize, said the Avnei Nezer, that the Kedusha of Chol HaMoed isn't just less than the Kedusha of Yontif, but rather the Kedusha of Chol HaMoed is fundamentally different than the Kedusha of Yontif. Says the Avnei Nezer, he says, why is it that Chol HaMoed has Kedusha? He says, Yontif is a day that has Kedusha Be'etzim. It's a Makar of Kedusha. Shabbos is a Makar of Kedusha. Hashem was Mekadish the seventh day, and Shabbos is a source of Kedusha. Yontif is a source of Kedusha. Abba said to Avnei Nezer that Chol HaMoed does not have its own source of Kedusha. It's not a Makar of Kedusha. The reason Chol HaMoed has Kedusha is because it's nestled in between 2 days of Kedusha. You have the first day Pesach, then you have 5 days, and then you have the seventh day of Pesach. The first day of Pesach is a Yom Kodesh. The seventh day, Shvi'i Shel Pesach, is also a Yom Kodesh. So the 5 days that are in between are also considered Kodesh, and the reason they're considered Kodesh is because they're lodged in between, they're nestled in between days of Kedusha, and that is what gives it a thin Kedusha. So it's not a Makar of Kedusha, it doesn't have any Kedusha unto itself, but the reason it has Kedusha is simply because it's lodged and it's nestled in between 2 days of Kedusha. So Yontif, Shabbos, has its own Makar of Kedusha, as opposed to Chol HaMoed really doesn't have Kedusha. But the Kedusha that Chol HaMoed has, it takes from the day before, it takes from the day after. Says the Avnei Nezer that the emes is, this Yisoid is a free Adigi Yisoid. You know who said this Yisoid? The Shlach Kaddish said this Yisoid. The Shlach Kaddish is in the beginning of a Sechta Sukkah. He's discussing over there, Nach Chol HaMoed. The Shlach over there is discussing the 4 days that come in between Yom Kippur and Sukkot. So you have Yom Kippur, and then you have 4 days, and then you have Sukkot. And the Shlach over there is discussing those 4 days that come in between Yom Kippur and Sukkot. And the Shlach says, that Halach and Shulchan Aruch is, you don't say Tachnun. We always speak out the Vilna Gaon, that the Vilna Gaon says that they're like Yom Kippur, B'miktas. That's why, Ulakachtam Lechem V'yom Rishon, the first day of Sukkot is called Rishon Lechesh Ben Avonis, because really those 4 days are a Shtikl Yom Kippur, and you're getting a Kapara. That's what the Vilna Gaon says in the Beer. But says the Shlach, says that those 4 days are special. Why are they special? What's so chashiv about those 4 days? So the Shlach says, you know what's special about them? They come immediately after Yom Kippur, and they come immediately before Sukkot. And because they're bein shtei ha-kedushos, kedushas yom ha-kippurim u-kedushas chag ha-sukkot, it's for that reason they have kedusha. And said the Shlach Kodesh, quote, therefore, v'heim kemoi chol ha-moyed. They're like Chol HaMoed. And it's for that reason you have to treat those days differently. Because says the Shlo, what is the essence of Chol HaMoed? The essence of Chol HaMoed is not that it's a Makar of Kedusha. The essence of Chol HaMoed is that it receives Kedusha from the day before and it receives Kedusha from the day after. That's the Yisoy, that's the Mahus of what the Kedusha of Chol HaMoed is. And therefore, these 4 days that come in between Yom Kippur and Sukkot, it's for that reason these days are considered days of Kedusha as well. Says Avnei Nezer, the emes is, this Yisoy predates the Shlach. It goes back to the Maral Miprag, in his Sefer Gvuras Hashem, he also said this yesod. The Maral was discussing, why is it that the first Pesach that the Yidden ever celebrated, and this was Pesach Mitzrayim, was only one day. It's a Mishnah, in the end of Masechtas Pesachim, the differences between Pesach Mitzrayim and Pesach Doiris. And one of the differences were, Pesach Doiris is 7 days, but Pesach Mitzrayim was only one day. And the Maral asked, why is it that Pesach Mitzrayim was only one day? Said Avni Nezer quotes the Maral in Gvuras Hashem, in Perek Lamed Zayin, who says that the reason is because why is Pesach 7 days? Pesach 7 days, the first day of Pesach, we left Mitzrayim. Okay, so it should be one day. No, the Teretz is because on the seventh day from when the Yidden left Mitzrayim, on Shvi Shal Pesach, there was Kriyas Yamsuf. And because there was Kriyas Yamsuf, therefore we have a 7 day. So says the Maral, that when the Yidden were Mitzrayim, they didn't have Kriyas Yamsuf yet. And being that they hadn't had Kriyas Yamsuf yet, so at that point it wasn't a Geya yet of Shvi Shal Pesach. It wasn't a Geya of Shvi Shal Pesach simply because they didn't have Kriyas Yamsuf yet at that point. So therefore there was no Shvi Shal Pesach. Oh, but says the Maral, that explains why there was no Shvi Shal Pesach. But what about days 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6? How come you didn't have those days? Says the Maral, this Vart. He says, because why do those days have Kedusha? The only reason they have Kedusha is because they come in between 2 days of Kedusha. Because they're in between day 1 and day 7. But being that there was no Shvi Shal Pesach when the Yidden were Mitzrayim, because it was far Kriyas Yamsuf, so there was no Shvi Shal Pesach. If there's no Shvi Shal Pesach, there's no Chol HaMoed. Because the whole Chol HaMoed is the fact that it's lodged in between the first day of Pesach and the last day of Pesach. So if there's no Shvi Shal Pesach, says the Maral, there's no Chol HaMoed. That's why Pesach Mitzrayim was only one day, right? We always wondered, why is it Pesach Mitzrayim? Why? How come there wasn't 7 days of Pesach? Every Pesach Ludoiris would be 7 days. Oh yeah, every Pesach Ludoiris had a Shvi Shal Pesach. Okay, so that explains the seventh day. But what about days two through six? They have nothing to do with Kriyas Yamsuf. It's true they have nothing to do with Kriyas Yamsuf. But the site is because they're Bain-based Kedushas. So if you don't have Shvi Shal Pesach, then how are you going to have Chol HaMoed? Zok Tavni Nezer. So this site is in the Shla, and the site is in the Maral. Says the emphasis, this Yisoid predates the Maral as well. In fact, it traces itself all the way back to the Zohar HaKadosh. And this Zohar is quoted by the Beis Yosef in Erech Chaim Siman Lamed Aleph when he talks about wearing tefillin on Chol HaMoed, which again, we'll get to. And the Beis Yosef literally quotes L'shoinei Azov Shel HaZohar, which is above my pay grade. But basically, the one punchline that we need is as follows. Says the Zohar. He says, Chaylo Shel Moed is loy ikri yontif. It's not called yontif. Ela tefillin de draya, it's referred to as the tefillin shal yad. Again, we're talking about Chol HaMoed. Chol HaMoed is referred to as the tefillin shal yad. The halesle l'siyara migar meklum. And he said the reason is because the Chol HaMoed is like the moon. The moon doesn't have any light. What it does is it reflects the light of the sun, and it's in that vein, it's in that way that Chol HaMoed is the same way, it's like the moon. Says Davni Nezer, what's Pashup Shah? What's the Zohar trying to say? Again, this is above our pay grade. But Pashup Shah, what is the Zohar trying to say? What the Zohar is saying is that Chol HaMoed doesn't have its own Kedusha. Just like the moon doesn't have its own source of Kedusha, this doesn't have its own source of Kedusha either. Where does it get Kedusha from? It's Bein Bezach Kedusha. It gets Kedusha from the day before, and it gets Kedusha from the day after. That's the essence of its Kedusha. And because that's the essence of its Kedusha, so it's for that reason that you don't have it. That's why it doesn't have its own Kedusha, and that's what the Zohar Kedusha means when he refers to it to the moon, it's referred to as the Sierra simply based on the fact that, so says the Avni Nezer. So we have over here Yisoid Gadol. The Yisoid Gadol is that the Kedusha of Chol HaMoed isn't just less than the Kedusha of Shabbos and Yontif, but rather it's fundamentally different than the Kedusha of Shabbos and Yontif. The Kedusha of Shabbos and Yontif is a Mekor of Kedusha. It's a Kedusha Be'etzem, as opposed to the Kedusha of Chol HaMoed, it's not a Kedusha Be'etzem, but rather it attains its Kedusha from other sources. It attains its Kedusha from the day before, it attains its Kedusha from the day after. Parenthetically, I once heard from the Rosh Yeshiva, Rav David Shustel, who said that he was talking about, it was actually a shmooze that he gave around, you know, he was talking about the tremendous chizik of Torah that you find in yeshivas with Bachrim and Yungalite and what's going on in the world, which is incredible. It's unprecedented with Nisyonis, and it's not always so easy. And especially the last few years, there were a lot of Nisyonis. And Afal Pikein, Klai Yisrael steigd in an incredible, incredible way. And Reb David was talking, and it was during the Shalosh Shudas Drash, and he was getting all emotional and all nisragish, and he was mamish crying. And he said, what's the pshat? He says, we tear so much about Yerida Sadeh, Adairis and Yeridas Adairis. And he said, look around the door. Look at how many people are steiging. Look out and look how much Amelus Batayra there is. He says, how is it even possible? So he said that he heard once, I think he said it from the Matis of Erov, and maybe the Vard even traced itself back to the Heligich Sam Sofer. He said like this. He said that we know that Yidin were Yoinik from the past, right? We're Yoinik from the Avar. And that's the whole Yisoid of Yerida Sadairis. The Yisoid of Yerida Sadairis is that the further we're removed from Har Sinai, so the weaker, the Shvacher, the generations get. Why? Because we're further removed from the Avar. But he said over, and I think the Messiah said Chassam Sofer, that just like it's shayach to be yoinik from the other, it's shayach to be yoinik from the asid as well. It's possible to be yoinik from the asid. So he said that this door is literally at the doorstep of Mashiach. And he said the oir of Mashiach is shining on this generation. And he says, that's where these koiches are coming from. These aren't koiches from the Avar. These are koiches from the Asid. He said, we're living in a generation that's tapping into Eirish HaMashiach. It's tapping into the Asid. He said, that's where this is coming from. He says, usually you think of taking from the past, but it's possible to literally defy physics and tap into the future. And that's what's going on in this generation. He said, this Veheshev Lev Aves Albanim, Abis Da'ichit Velev Banim Alavoisam. To Lev Aves Albanim, that's taking from the Avar. Abis the Lev Banim Alavoisam, that's tapping into the Asid. And the Emes says, I think it's Mamish this Zayar HaKadosh. It's the Chalamoid. Chalamoid takes from the Avar, but it also takes from the Asid. And this is where you see this yourself. That Cholamoid has Kedusha Machmas to Asid. I mean, the Asid didn't come yet. The Teretz's time is relative. And right now, you're able to tap into the Asid. The Kedusha of Cholamoid Nemtzich Nishnof in the Avar. It's Bein Shtei Kedushois. It's a Nemtzich from the Asid Oichid. And that's this Koyach of being able to tap into the Asid. Mamish Dvarim Niflar. But either way, so said the Kasha Glavagoyin in his Drasha. He said that Masechtis Mayi Katan is called Masechtis Mayi Katan. He said, why is it called Mayi Katan? Why cotton? He said, because it's before in the Avnei Nezer and Simen Beis, and the Avnei Nezer based it on the Shlach Kaddish regarding the 4 days between Yom Kippur and Sukkot, and based on the Maral that explained why Pesach HaTzaraim was only 1 day, and really traces itself back to the Zayar, where the Zayar says that really Chol HaMoed is like the moon. What do you mean it's like the moon? The moon is a great luminary, but at the same time, it doesn't have its own source of light, but rather everything that it has, it's Yoinik. Where's it Yoinik from? It's Yoinik from the sun. It's Yonik from the sons. He said, "Lefiza, it's half of a fellow." The pasuk says, "Vayasal lekim eshnei ha'moiris hagdolim." As ha'moir hagadol lememshelas hayoyim, ve'is ha'moir hakaton lememshelas halayla, ve'is hakoychavim. The pasuk refers to the sun as the moir hagadol. It refers to the moon as the moir hakaton. Why was the moon referred to as a moir hakaton? So, of course, relative to the sun, it was a moir hakaton. But there's nothing small about the moon. So, why was the moon referred to as the moir hakaton? You know, it's an interesting anecdote that's told over, and it's brought down in the Likuta from the Svarm of the Vilna Gaon, that the Vilna Gaon famously went into exile. He went into Galus. And when the Vilna Gaon was in Galus, he used to stay by different people. So he once stayed in somebody's house, and this Balabas realized that the Vilna Gaon looks like he knows how to learn, and, you know, maybe he's a Shtikl Talmud Chacham. So he was very excited. So he comes over to him, and he tells him, he says, you know, I yarshin the Chumash from my father. And it's very, very strange. On the side of the Pasuk, Es hamor agadol lemeshalas hayoyim, ves hamor akotol lemeshalas balaylo, my father had written in his own ksaviyad the following. Gimel vav ayin shin aleph nun kuf. That's what he wrote on the side of the Chumash. He says, I don't know why he wrote it, and I've asked different Talmidei Chachamim that have passed through town, and no one knows why he wrote it. So the Vilna Gaon told him, al atar. He says, your father was a Talmud Chacham. And your father was bothered. He was bothered with a kasha. Then how could the pasuk refer to the moon as a moira katan? It's a moira katan? Yeah, relative to the sun. But again, it's not a moira katan. He was answering with a Gemara in Bava Metzia. The Gemara says, Godol v'soymech al shulchan aviv nikra katan. And that's the Rosh HaTevis. Gimel, Godol, Vav, v'soymech, Ayin, Aleph, Shin, Shulchan, Aleph, Aviv, Nun kuf nikra katan. That's what he was writing. Said the Kasha Glavagoyin, the reason the moon is the Moira katan is because the moon is a gadol. It's a gadol v'soymech al shulchan aviv. And gadol v'soymech al shulchan aviv nikra katan. There's nothing small about Chol HaMoed. Chol HaMoed is very, very Kaddish. The Mishnah Berurah says, quoting the Rishonim, that Hamavazes Hamayados, which is so chomer, in lechelik loylam haba, is referring even to Chol HaMoed. The Kedusha of Chol HaMoed is Neira. The Kedusha of Chol HaMoed is Gevaldik. But at the same time, Chol HaMoed gets its Kedusha from the yontif before and from the yontif after. It gets its kedusha from other sources. It's a gadol v'soymech al shulchan aviv. A gadol v'soymech al shulchan aviv is nikur katan. So said the kasha gavagoyin. It's for that reason that the mesechta that talks about chol hamoed is called moed.